Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we today?
Very good, thank you.
I was thinking about your holiday yesterday.
You were?
Yeah, they had a chap from the Cornwall Tourist Board on the TV talking about it, saying, don't forget to book, because if you just turn up, there won't be any room for you.
I think it's going to be busy. I think it's going to be busy, to be honest with you. Less Lago di Como and more down by the south coast somewhere.
Stick a rock.
Yes.
Yeah, kiss me
back
quick
to basics.
Donkey riding. Build
on
a sandcastle.
Up to Blackpool. The Golden Mile.
You should go, you know, have you tried North Wales?
No.
Oh, you should go there. It's beautiful up there.
Are we allowed to go to Wales?
Well, you'll need your passport anyway.
I think I don't know if Wales is open for visitors actually yet.
Should
be
by then.
Okay.
But you know, don't do what you did last time you went swimming in the Irish Sea after a few dark and stormies. You know, they had to send the Coast Guard out to fish you out, didn't they?
Well, I missed my Bermuda trip, which is the home of the dark and stormies, which was actually supposed to be 2 weeks ago. But I saw in Waitrose they're doing dark and stormies now, made by Gosling, so you can enjoy that still.
What do they drink in Wales? Welsh
lager.
Whiskey?
They do a Welsh whiskey.
Yeah,
actually,
Welsh whiskey.
I did a presentation
yeah.
in Wales, and they gave me a lovely bottle of Welsh whiskey.
Yeah, and they quite like the old bitter, don't know, Brains, I think it is. Yeah. And try the Llyn Peninsula around Pwllheli and Abersog. You'll love it.
Ooh,
it's really good.
That was wonderful.
I know.
Yeah. You just dropped into the language.
Yeah.
The vernacular just kicked in beautifully there, didn't it?
I spent a lot of time up there when I was a kid.
You are a wonderful linguist.
Thank you. It's gorgeous up there, though. I mean, it's you know, it's reasonably unspoiled. You know, there's a few Welsh people around, but...
Easy.
All right, markets up again. Is this exuberant optimism, Hank? Because I mean, we've got these coronavirus cases flaring now in the United States and other flare-ups in other parts of the world,
yep.
But yet the markets continue to rise.
A couple of things markets were focusing on yesterday, and then we'll come to that point. European equity did rise yesterday. The Purchasing Managers Index showed a significant improvement in activity in both the services and the manufacturing sector, spurring hopes of the speed of the recovery there. European shares up 1.75% yesterday. US stocks rose for a second day, although gains weakened as the session drew to a close, as concerns mounted that a spike in viruses cases could curtail economic activity. S&P 500 was up at 1.2% during the course of the session, only closed up 0.4%. NASDAQ, lots of course demand for technology stocks as they better, the adoption rates will increase quite dramatically. NASDAQ hitting an all-time high. Sentiment, I think, has also been held up on belief that any sign of a setback will indeed be met with increased government spending and central bank support. I think investors, perhaps realistic though, they're thinking about diversification, money flowing into gold. Gold pushed to its highest level since 2012 yesterday. Opening calls on the European bourses, given the weakness that we saw in Wall Street towards the end of the session, we are seeing that reflected at the open in Europe this morning. Currently calling the FTSE down 18 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 17 points. CAC in Paris off 4 points.
Margate would be more like your kind of thing, though, wouldn't it?
Margate.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Margate's changed quite a lot, actually.
They need the money.
They've been developing it.
But they need the money as far as the tourism goes.
Okay. Canterbury's nice. That's a nice place.
It's not far from Margate.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a quick stop off in Canterbury, go and see the Archbishop.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you can spend your time feeding the one-armed bandits in the amusement arcades down there on the front.
One-armed bandits. I'm not sure what the rate of return is on those, but I don't think it would fit my investment profile.
Okay. England is opening up, or should that be splitting down the middle?
Yeah, there's some debate between, of course, the different nations that make up the United Kingdom. Devolved governments will make their own decisions, the Prime Minister said yesterday before relaxing the lockdown, but said that all parts of the UK are travelling in the same direction, if not at different speeds. But England will be coming out of hibernation on the 4th of July. The government gets set to get the economy going once again after a record contraction, which was recorded in April, of course. They were balancing that against the medical crisis that continues to play out, and there was a stark warning about the risk of a second wave coming through from officials yesterday. In terms of the practical changes we're seeing, change to the 2 metre rule, that's now moved to 1 metre plus rule with mitigation, so not quite as clear as 2 metre rule. The government said they'll be publishing guidance on how businesses can protect workers and customers. Two households of any size can meet again, that's inside or outside. Restaurants, pubs will reopen, table service only. Hotels can reopen as long as shared facilities are kept clean. But playgrounds, hairdressers, cinemas, theme parks and community centres will all be open for business once again. And schools, they said, will be back in full attendance from September. So the areas that won't be open, this will affect you perhaps more than others. Nightclubs, casinos, gyms and swimming pools all remaining closed.
A lot of gyms are open.
Yes?
Yeah.
Inside or outside?
Inside.
Oh, okay.
With the windows wide open, which is a bit sort of unfortunate in this weather, but never mind. I'm glad to see they're getting their priorities right, opening the pubs before the schools. You know, that's the most important thing, isn't it?
Well, you know, we've got to get the economy going, and schools long-term will benefit from that, but we need to get people out and spending. I think, listen, pubs, restaurants will do well. I think the high street is a little bit more debatable, quite frankly, because, you know, you can go and experience a pub or a restaurant is one thing. You can buy clothes, you can buy goods online. So whether you'll see that dramatic return to the high street, I think is a little bit more debatable.
Well, will there even be a high street? Warnings about Intu yesterday saying it might have to completely close its shopping centres. I think it's the one in Essex Lakeside, is it there? And they've got another one somewhere as well.
You've got one in Manchester as well. These are the big, maybe... You know, we hear talk about the end of big office towers, may also be the end of big shopping centres as a result of COVID, but also the structural change taking place in the way in which people want to see goods and have goods delivered to them.
It has to be said, the scientists aren't at all happy about this. I mean, there were some fairly stark warnings yesterday that if you don't respect the distancing, then the virus is likely to flare up again, and warnings of a second wave in the autumn. And how's this, like, a one-metre rule going to work in pubs at the end of the night as well? Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah, and people going to the bathrooms, etc. It's not going to be an easy process. I think the theory being that you... tried so far, they've probably been a little bit stricter than was required because they know at the fringes people will probably be ignoring the rules. A statement like they made yesterday is almost, you know, is open to really for people to start interacting and coming together once again. And that, as you say, adds to the potential for the coronavirus to spread, and we know it's an infectious disease that that moves very quickly, and you've got to be very conscious of that. And the numbers continue to accelerate, the daily numbers globally continue to accelerate, and there's inevitably going to be spike ups in individual areas. So the government policy is rather than a national lockdown, I think the idea is if we see a spike, then they'll move to regional lockdown to try and contain it.
Yeah, but this is the major concern, isn't it? As we mentioned yesterday, if we do get another big spike and have to close everything down again, the economy just won't take it.
No, I think that's right. Listen, it feels like we've done our bit. We've worked as hard as we can. People have obeyed the rules and they think we've sort of got through the worst of it. And that's been the message. To try and go back to a wholesale lockdown, I think will be very difficult. But as we saw with the... with that tennis tournament in Croatia, I think it was, you know, as soon as people come back together again, the numbers can start to rise quite significantly.
Well, what will happen if we all go back down to lockdown? Will you have to sell your Audi, for example, you know, and...
Anyone wants to buy a 2,750,000 mile Audi A4 estate?
I'll give you 50 quid for it.
I would probably take it, to be honest with you. So there we go. Wonderful commuting car for someone who doesn't commute. It's less irrelevant in the current environment, it has to be said. Listen, there will be further challenges, I think, for the global economy. There's no doubt about that. And one of the reasons why we continue to perhaps be a little bit cautious about the ability of stock markets to maintain their momentum, because not only are you saying the pandemic can be dealt with and have no consequences or not long-term consequences, very little economic scarring, but you're saying that companies will still be able to make the same amount of money, or if not more money, profits will continue to grow, margins will be held up in the current conditions, and I just don't believe that's realistic.
Just stop testing, you know, then you get less cases. So who said that?
Yes.
Oops. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.25 this morning. Euro dollar 1.13. €1.105 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclays.